On Wednesday, September 20th, Peterborough Public Health announced that their COVID-19 risk index moved from low to moderate risk after observing an increase in transmission and the first recorded case of the variant BA2.86 in the region. Trent Radio spoke to Peterborough Public Health CEO and Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Thomas Piggott, to discuss the recent change.
This is not entirely surprising, as we see the indicator components of the index show that we have more transmission of COVID-19. Not surprising, as we head into the fall, folks are gathering inside as cooler weather hits, people back to work, back to school, and we are not surprised to see more transmission of COVID-19 as a result.
Public Health's COVID-19 risk index uses five different indicators to determine the risk level in the region, those being case rate, PCR test percent positivity, wastewater surveillance, COVID outbreaks, and positive rapid antigen tests. Both of the indicators related to positive test results remain at low and have not increased, which Dr. Piggott attributes to fewer people taking tests, since the rest of the indicators have all shown increased transmission in recent weeks.
But the other measures have all increased, and we see wastewater in particular having increased substantially. And so with the Trent University collaboration on wastewater surveillance, we are able to test for the virus in municipal wastewater and see that there's a pretty substantial jump that means that we're seeing more COVID-19 transmitted in the region.
Public Health has recommended actions associated with each level on the COVID-19 risk index, and the measures recommended while at moderate risk remain largely precautionary.
We're not in a period of significant public health measures, things like mandatory different interventions like vaccination and masking, or lockdowns, closures of businesses and schools. We've obviously societally moved beyond that. And so what we've tried to do with the risk index is to transparently share the evidence so that people can make individual decisions around precautionary measures that they might be able to take, including a wide variety of things, being very careful to stay home if sick and potentially test, trying to improve the ventilation of the spaces they're in. We know as an airborne virus, this virus can transmit in indoor spaces, especially those that are poorly ventilated. So a lot of spaces have tried to improve indoor air quality, ventilation, and or filter the air, and or open windows and doors to really get good fresh air flowing. That can decrease transmission. Other interventions such as even masking, which I know a lot of folks aren't doing out there.
Another reason for the update to the risk index is the first reported case of the variant BA2.86 in our region, a currently circulating variant of Omicron.
And so most recently we have seen in the province some variants that people may have heard in the media, things like EG5, FL1. Those are sort of variants that have evolved from XBB lineage. And importantly, with the new variants that we've seen evolve in the Omicron era, we've seen some of them become more transmissible, less protected by the vaccine, but continually we haven't seen new evidence that the strains are more severe than previous strains. So that's something we continue to watch. And there's one that we're watching very closely, which we shared yesterday. We'd had the first case in the region, which is BA2.86.
Dr. Piggott identifies that these XBB COVID strains are the reason that Peterborough Public Health has not been recommending the previously existing bivalent booster vaccines, as they are less effective against these variants. But there will be a new vaccination available in our region soon, one specifically designed to be effective against the most common variants right now.
But in the next couple of weeks, we anticipate receiving and starting the campaign for COVID-19 vaccination with this new XBB booster. We're going to be starting that as across the province with the highest risk populations, including those living in long-term care, congregate living settings, and then other populations such as those at higher risk because of age, because of medical conditions or immunocompromisation. And so we anticipate in the next month or so, there would be a general population availability of the vaccine, but that'll depend on supply and demand and the provincial guidance which we're following on this. So the vaccines both for flu and COVID will be available, and we would encourage folks to come forward when they're eligible. getting vaccinated is far a safer and much better protection than getting the infection itself.
Stay updated on COVID-19 in our region by checking the risk index on their website at peterboroughpublichealth.ca. This has been Eddie Sweeney reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative and for CFFF FM 92.7 Trent Radio here in Peterborough, Ngujima-Ngong.